Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Have you ever noticed that life doesn't look as sharp and vibrant as it used to? I have. I think many of us have. Today, we're going to be discussing the 411 on the changes that can affect our eyes as we age and we get older, plus bringing the information on some of the top threats to our healthy vision. The topic today will include talking about the most common vision-robbing diseases, things like cataracts and glaucoma and macular degeneration that we at one time thought were only old-age geriatric conditions but have dramatically changed. We can also talk about what we can do today through diet, through exercise, through eating a proper amount of good quality antioxidant-rich foods, and at the same time, the nutritional supplementation to help to keep our eyes healthy. According to studies today, 1 in 6 people over the age of 45 has some type of visual impairment, and I think that's probably rising. Don't want to become a statistic? Let's talk about all the good things today that are available for us to get ourselves as healthy as we possibly can, and to save and maybe rejuvenate the vision of our eyes. Interestingly enough, over the years, I have done a lot of shows, well, 34 years on the air, so many times at the very beginning when I was talking about some of the things that were affecting our health, they didn't really involve me at that time. I mean, physically, myself. And things have changed. You know, there was one time when we were thinking that most of these health problems that we talk about today were only in the geriatric category. Well, guess what? It has trickled down to the point where we now are looking at things that are affecting us at a much, much younger age. I mean, when I was growing up, I never ever thought that we would see younger people with heart disease and type 2 diabetes and, you know, chronic joint problems, much less cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. But guess what? We are. We're seeing it much and more on a common level. And these things that at one time were very, very isolated cases have become very common day. So we have to think that we don't have as much time to put on the back burner and sweep these things under the rug and keep ignoring the things that are happening with our eyes. We have to be realistic to the changes and the threats that are coming our way. I'm on the air a lot. I'm on the computer a lot. I've actually elevated my computers in my studio so that I'm looking straight ahead at the screens, which was a great suggestion given to me by one of my webmasters a few years ago, because I was leaning over, hunching over, damaging my shoulders, and straining to see my screen. And I think a lot of us do this every single day. Many people are sitting at a desk in a cubicle or in an office and staring at a computer, and then we get home and then we stare at our computers a little bit more, and then we're straining to see our iPhones, our smartphones. And you know, whether it's pride or whatever, you know, we don't think about increasing the size of the font or the size of the lettering that we're reading. We don't want to do that because that means that we might have a problem. Well, I admit it. I had to get reading glasses. I didn't like it. But you know what? I strain without it. And when I strain, I get headaches and wrinkles, lots of wrinkles around the eyes. I don't want that. So was it a big deal for me to get reading glasses? Yeah, it was. Am I glad I did it? You bet. Now, do I still do all the other things? Do I bring in all the rich foods that are good for healthy eyesight and the supplementation? Well, of course. I mean, I'm only in my 50s. So the thing is, I know that in my family, traditionally, everybody wears prescription glasses, and cataracts and macular degeneration have been pretty prevalent in my family. Now, there's a lot of precursors that they did that I don't do. I don't drink. I didn't smoke. And those are also two humongous things that can lead to eye health problems. But we have to face it. There's threats coming to us from all other parts of the world. I mean, we're getting it from pollution, chemicals in our food. Have you read your medication side effect list? There are medications that say can't affect your vision, as well as over-the-counter products that we're using every day that can actually affect our vision. And straining and not eating foods that nourish our eyes from the inside. Our eyes are so vital and so important. I mean, if we lost our vision tomorrow, would it kill us? No. Could we survive? Absolutely. But if we can think of ways of saving our eyesight and making it healthier, I think that's a much, much better way to go. And I think we'll do much better. Now, obviously, I mentioned smoking. I never harp on smoking with my friends. My friends know that if they're smoking, it's a personal thing between them and their vice. Would I like it better if they quit? Well, of course. I mean, I've lost a lot of people to cancer and lung cancer and stuff from smoking. But we have to remember that realistically, they have to make their own choice. And we can't yell and complain at them because it just irritates them, makes them smoke more. So it is their personal choice. But smoking makes you more likely to get cataracts, optic nerve damage, and macular degeneration. If you tried to quit smoking before and started smoking again, keep trying to quit. The more times you quit smoking, chances are one of them is going to stick. It's a hard vice. And, you know, someone asked me the other day, they said, is quitting smoking or drinking the hardest vices? And I said, no, changing your diet is harder. And they said, well, why is it harder? I said, well, when you quit smoking and you finally quit, you're done. When you quit drinking and you finally quit, you're done. When you change your diet, you're still eating. It's not like you get to quit eating. You're still eating. So the urges for those unhealthy things we used to do is always there. So that's a constant fight that you face every time you sit down to a meal. So that, I think, is one of the hardest things to do, changing your diet. And kudos to the people that can do that. But quitting smoking, you'll hear me say it one time, it would be great if you could quit for the health of your body, your lungs, your heart, your longevity, and your eyes. Today, everybody wants to be stylish. Everybody wants to, you know, look good, and we're always trying to do everything we can to look better. Sunglasses are a part of apparel, but the right kind of sunglasses will help to protect your eyes from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Too much UV exposure makes you truly more likely to get cataracts and macular degeneration. So although we choose for style and the look of our sunglasses, I get it, but we really need to choose for the sunglasses that block 99 to 100% of both UVA and UVB rays. Wraparound sunglasses protect your eyes from both sides. Polarized lenses reduce glare when driving. If you wear contact lenses, some offer UV protection, but still a good idea to wear sunglasses. You know, I have to tell you, I have a friend that had cataract surgery, and she had a pair of those, I call them WAGs, wraparound glasses, where they're in the front and down the side, and let's face it, not attractive looking, but I understand trying to keep the side light from going in and damaging the eyes. And I put them on one day when I was outside. I thought to myself, God, it's too bad these look so ugly, because they are so good. It was beautiful. It was like looking through a picture window with no glare. There was no side light coming in the sides, no glare on the sides. It was crystal clear. But then I got a glimpse of myself in the window, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do this. But whoever comes out with great-looking glasses that have the sides on them as well, and they look really good, they're going to make a fortune. Because I'll tell you what, that is the way to protect your eyes. Because straining, squinting, not only affect the skin and the tissue around your eyes and cause wrinkling, but it causes damage. And with me, it's headaches and blurred vision. I don't want to do that. So do I have my readers on right now? Yes, I do. Every time that I'm reading or on the computer or on the air or looking at my smartphone, yeah. So in my house, you will find reading glasses, well, just about everywhere. Next to the bed, in my office, in my studio, in the bathroom, downstairs in front of the TV, a pair in the kitchen, a pair in the other bathroom. I have them in my cars, in my backpack. And you'll understand this when you decide to give in and admit that you might need reading glasses. They disappear. And then all of a sudden, 20 pair will show up. I figure it's better to have some extra ones. They're relatively inexpensive, and it just makes more sense. Have I increased the size of the print on my phone? Yeah, I've done that too. I'm truly in my 50s. But you know what? I'm going to make the adjustments, because as we get older, we have to make the adjustments because we don't get the choice of the calendar. But I want to be healthier, and I want to be, you know, in a better standard state of health. Now, something I like to recommend, I call it the 20-20-20 rule, and this is really important. And I didn't quite get it until I tried it. And this is something that you can do if you're behind a computer all day. Number one, you should get up every hour and go to the bathroom or get a drink of water, whether you want to or not, because it gives your eyes a chance to adjust away from the blue screen. We were not designed and built to stare at a lighted blue screen all day long. We just weren't. But we do it. And then we go home and we do it even more. And then we lay in bed and do it as well. So the thing is, every hour you should get up and go get a drink of water, go get a cup of tea, go to the bathroom. Because every hour, if you get a cup of tea and a glass of water, you're going to have to go to the bathroom an hour later. But that's okay. The thing is, it lets your eyes adjust. So when you come back, you're fresher. But let's say that you're at a computer, you can't get away, and you're going to be there for a couple hours. Do the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something about, focus on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Now, what this does is it breaks your gaze. It breaks everything up. It causes you to change your focus. So when you come back, your eyes are actually relaxed. Now, it sounds ridiculous, but I have people that I know in the corner of their computer screen, it says, take a break every hour. And on the other corner, it says 20-20-20. Because let's face it, we get busy. We get on the go. We get to the time when we are actually focusing on our work, but we get so involved in it because work really does rule our lives that we forget about the little things, the tune-ups, the adjustments, the things that we need to be doing, and the things that we can do. So staring at a screen too long, you're going to experience some things that are very, very common. Eye strain, blurred vision, trouble focusing at a distance, dry eyes, headaches, neck, back, and shoulder pain. And that neck, back, and shoulder pain can truly be changed if you would just elevate your computer screen. Face it, when you're sitting here looking at your computer and your hands are down to the side and you're typing, you're looking down, which causes your neck to be strained, and it puts your neck in a really uncomfortable position. But if you were to put a couple books or a box or something that just elevated the screen to the point where you're looking dead center, straight ahead at the screen, I will tell you, this is one of the best things you can do, and your eyes will really appreciate it, as will your neck and back. So definitely keep that in mind. That's something we can do, and it's not that difficult. Something else in regards to the eyes. You need to go see your eye doctor at least once a year. Everybody, even young kids, should get their eyes examined. And I'll tell you the reason why. Eye examinations can find some things like glaucoma at the very onset to where it can be controlled. It's also important to find out what other eye problems you're having. Believe it or not, an eye doctor ophthalmologist can look in your eyes and see if your sugar is elevated. So these are things that you will find out that you didn't plan on looking at. Plus, you have to do a personal and family medical history. You're going to take vision test to find out if you're nearsighted or farsighted or have astigmatism. They're also going to ask you questions. They can check your blood pressure, things like that, all from getting a great eye examination. I'm not someone who recommends that we run to the doctor every single hangnail that we get. I think a lot of things we can do in our own yard, in our own home, with our own focus on the things that are truly important. But we do need to get our check and balance. You'll also hear me on most of my shows talking about going in every year and getting your blood work done, getting your simple tests, checking your C-reactive protein, checking your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and getting a basic foundation test, testing our cholesterol, finding out where we are. And then every year or every 6 months, you can lay the results down and always get a copy of your reports, your CAT scans, everything. Get a copy so you have a file. And you can put them side by side and say, you know, I've gone really good here, but while my HDL has gone down, my good high-density cholesterol, or my LDL has gone up, I need to make an adjustment, because you can see what has happened from 6 months to a year. And it gives you that visible sign of what's going on the inside that you can't see. So remember, your eyes, they're so important. They're a major part of your health. And there's a lot of things and guidelines that we can do to make ourselves healthier and help our eyes better. Know your family's history. I know in my family, lots and lots of problems with cholesterol lead to eye problems. Heart disease and heart medications lead to eye problems. Macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, all in my family. I know this. Do you know what's going on in your family? Do you know any genetic predisposition? You can do that. Eating correctly. We'll talk about that later. Maintaining a healthy weight, protective eyewear, the quitting of the smoking, not rubbing your eyes. This is a major thing that I didn't know that it was actually that devastating to our eyes. Sometimes we rub our eyes a little bit because they're dry or they're itchy. Sometimes we have a tendency to rub them too hard. Sometimes you can damage your eyes. Sometimes you can scratch your cornea. So you have to be careful. Treat your eyes with great respect, and you're going to find that there are amazing things that you can do to keep your eyes super healthy. And sometimes it's just things that we probably didn't even know that we could see a major difference with, but we sure can. But we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can on our side. And yes, we are doing it at a younger age. Did you know about blinking breaks? These are kind of interesting. In everyday life, we blink about 15 to 20 times a minute. But that rate drops in half when we're viewing texting on a screen and reading. Blinking is important because the upper eyelid, it spreads the tears over the front of the eye or the cornea, just kind of like a windshield wiper. If you don't do it enough, the cornea can get dried out and feel irritated. So obviously the 20/20/20 rule is very, very effective for this. If you do suffer from chronically dry eyes, make sure that you are moisturizing your eyes. It's very important. Today there are wonderful eye drops, and not the chemical kind. There are eye drops that are very effective. You can get in your health food stores that moisturize. And some of them are even broken down into category like dry eyes, allergy eyes, computer eye irritation, different thing, even a cataract eye drop. They moisturize. They help to keep the body and the eyesight in sync. And they keep your eyes very moist. And you know what? There's something really good to be said about that, because dry eyes are irritating and we do rub them, you know, either consciously or unconsciously. You know, I was talking with an ophthalmologist one time and his secretary had dry eye problems and he had her using the drops, but she figured if she used the drops first thing in the morning, that was going to be enough. But during the day, he kept seeing her rubbing and rubbing and rubbing her eyes. And finally, he pulled her on the side and he said, the drops need to be used every 3 or 4 hours. She said, I don't want to become reliant on them. And he said, they're natural tears. You can't be reliant on something that you should be having in there anyway. So she started doing it every 3 or 4 hours. He recommended some beautiful supplementation to her, and it made a dramatic difference. We need to really just focus on it and stop sweeping it under the carpet, because we can't do that, because we're going to end up paying the ultimate price. The other thing you want to make sure you're doing is that you are reading from a regular book once in a while. Now, this was kind of interesting. I read a great article from an ophthalmologist that says today we have a tendency to read most of our books from backlit devices. And we do it at night when it's dark and then we're staring at another backlit screen. And sometimes, this is kind of a weird combination you wouldn't think about. We're straining our eyes, but we're also reducing our melatonin, which can keep us from getting a good night's rest. So if you're going to read in bed at night, how about going back to soft lighting? How about picking up an actual book with pages, with print on the pages, for maybe in the evening time when you're trying to relax a little bit and take some of that strain off the eyes. So the last thing your eyes are seeing before they go to bed is a piece of paper and not yet another backlit device. The other thing is we have to remember that women wear makeup. Did you know that bacteria sometimes can thrive in something as easy as mascara? Now, this is a hint that I read a while back, and it really makes good sense. They say that if you use mascara, you should toss out the tube after 3 months because they breed bacteria. A sharper line pencils are really good for women around their eyes, because we don't realize that our eye glands, our oil glands that are really close to our eyes, bacteria can actually affect the tissue of our eyes. So I hope that you'll definitely keep some of these tips in mind. The hard part is being real and realizing that you gotta do things in a way that really truly makes sense, but they don't have to be overwhelming. Sometimes the overwhelming part, you know, we in our mind put ourselves into a category where we start to think to ourselves, you know, I gotta do all of this today. Sometimes real changes are really good for us, but we don't have to do them all in one day. I mean, one day could be starting to use some great supplements for your eyes. Another one could be raising your computer screen up on your desk. Another can be making sure you're using moisturizing eye drops. And it could also be something as controlling the air quality in your home or office. In the winter, the heating systems in our homes often create very dry air. That's why our skin gets so dry. And we don't drink enough water in the winter because we're not as thirsty on our tongue and our palate. So we don't drink enough water, and our skin and our eyes and even our elimination and digestion suffer from that lack of water. Use a humidifier in the winter to keep the air moist. And it really does help prevent eye irritation caused by dryness. And if you have pets, you know, make sure that the dander is down, because dander from pets get in the air and then they irritate our eyes. So we love our four-legged creatures. Believe me, I have plenty of them. But I have this great routine. I just throw one of them in the shower and I soap them up once a week and I use the brush and take all the dead hair off of them. And then I wash them down, dry them off. And it keeps all that I got off of them from ending up on the bed, on the couch, in the air, and irritating my eyes. So sometimes a little bit of preventive maintenance, even with something with your pets, can really help your eyes. A lot of patients wear contacts today still, and they sometimes can use the cases for their contact lens storage for long periods of time, which breed bacteria, which can also cause an infection to the eyes. make sure that you are changing your contact lens solution frequently, if not daily. Make sure that you're replacing your contact lens device holder, even if it's just a little storage container. They're inexpensive. Throw them out. Get a new one every 3 months. And if you are using contacts, realize that when you take your contact lens out, probably the best time to put in some of those really healthy moisturizing drops for the eyes. Because you got to figure, the lens has been right on your eye, which can cause dryness and irritation. And sometimes the healing itself has a tendency to come when it's more moist. Our eyes are very, very rejuvenative. They heal very quickly, kind of like the inside of our mouth. You know, like when you bite the side of your mouth and it really, really hurts, but the next day it's gone. Sometimes when your eye gets irritated or rashed, or you get a little bit of redness in the eyes from being out too late at night and maybe drinking too much and having a bit of a hangover or being out in the air or out in the sun or out in the wind when there's a lot of particulate in the air, your eyes can get red and irritated, but they bounce back very quickly. They're very, very forgiving. And we have to remember that if we give them the right tools, they're going to forgive a lot more. Now, here's something interesting. Caffeine. Drink caffeine, but not too much. Kind of good news for coffee and tea drinkers. Two servings of caffeinated beverages daily are actually good for protecting against dry eyes. It kind of helps your body produce healthy tears, which keep it moist. But keep in mind that a lot more than the two servings can actually deplete your tear film and dry out your eyes. This is one of those things where, you know, a couple cups of coffee a day, not a bad thing. There are some really good benefits for coffee in the body, but this is kind of a nice one. So I want to pass that on because you never know. Sometimes these little tips can go a long way. Now, when someone comes to me and they're looking to do something for their eyes, like they've had a diagnostic done with their ophthalmologist. An ophthalmologist is the doctor that I recommend going to because of the fact that they're also surgeons and they're MDs and they really do understand the changes that have occurred. And every time I talk to an ophthalmologist to kind of get their take on what's going on, or I interview an ophthalmologist, they will say that the world we are in today is irritating to our eyes. The things that we do every day is irritating and damaging to our eyes. And I say, well, are you talking about like air quality? And they'll say, no, it's the things that we do. We eat a diet that's very denatured, that doesn't nutrify our eyes. We don't drink enough water to lubricate and moisturize our eyes. We don't have a lot of good oils and good fats. We have plenty of the bad fats because the oils, of course, are moisturizing to the body from the inside. They say we stare at computers way too much. We stare at small print too much. We don't protect our eyes when we go outside. We don't add moisture when we need it. We rub our eyes too much, and we're under too much stress. We're also on way too many medications, and many side effects of many medications can be damage to the focus, to our actual seeing as a side effect. So I think the problem is we've learned and understood and maybe had it kind of pounded into our brain that we need to protect our skin when we're out of the sun. And every time we go out in the sun, we think sunscreen. But we need to think of the same importance for our eyes. A lifetime of UV light exposure can contribute to cataracts and macular degeneration. So the idea and the task of wearing sunglasses with that 100% UVA and UVB protection is crucial. By the time we've hit 18 now, you've already received 80% of the UV light that you'll be exposed to in a lifetime. It's crucial to protect your children's eyes as well. And getting those eye checks early. If you start to notice that your eyes are starting to fail you, and you're starting to notice that you're seeing some of the things that, you know, you're maybe only heard about for people that were older, like some blurred vision or some squiggly lines or, you know, some focus problems and some cloudiness or some blurring, go in and get your eyes checked. You should be doing it at least once a year anyway, because it's better to have a peace of mind that there might not be anything there, but it's also ultimately more effective to find out that if it is something at the very beginning, that you have a better chance of dealing with it, hopefully in a healthier way. Because I'll tell you, I know a lot of people that have lost their eyesight to macular degeneration and cataracts, and they never went to the eye doctor, and now they're sight challenged in one way or another. And if you were to ask them, hindsight, would they wish they would have gone at the time when they were first having the problem? Every single one of them, 100%, would say, I should have paid better attention. I should have listened. I should have prioritized my eye health, because it's kind of hard to think of a world where you're not able to see the beauty around you, or watch your shows, or go see a movie, or go outside and just enjoy the beauty around us. And we devaluate the things that are the most important to us, and we don't prioritize them correctly. Is it about being a little selfish with your health? Absolutely. Is it about putting yourself first and getting the checkups that you do need and listening to the voices coming at you, especially when your eyes start to talk? Yeah, it's really important. And sometimes does it have to do a little bit with swallowing your ego and using some reading glasses and, you know, maybe having to even get prescription glasses? Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you what, I see things clearly with my readers, and I don't get blurred vision, and I'm not getting any more headaches from straining and squinting, and I don't have a lot of Mother Nature wrinkles running across my eyes on the side because I'm not squinting anymore. I do protect my eyes from the outside elements. I'm out in the sun a lot. I have horses. I'm outside with them. I wear sunglasses. And because I'm follically challenged, I wear a hat. It is about protecting yourself. And because you do these things, you're going to have a better chance of having better sight and better longevity of your good sight for a longer period of time. Preparation, protocol, and just kind of thinking a little bit outside the box and getting ahead of the game, it truly is really important. Make sure that you're doing everything you can. Know the tips. Know the basic things that are available to you out there. You can always Google for more information on daily eye health and tips, but take the time to do it. You know what? You'll be glad that you did, because truly, it comes down to focus and doing things correctly. Take care and be healthy.